going to have, there's going to be sheer chlamoid.
Fine with me.
Okay.
Yeah. Talk about the inyan of a person who forgot Yal V'Yovei and benching on Rosh Hashanah. Now we know the general rule is that if a person forgets Yal V'Yovei, does he have to repeat benching or not? The Gemara gives a rule. If there's a chiyuv to eat bread on that day, then he has to say over. If you're not mechuyev to eat bread on that day, then you don't have to say over. Meaning, if a person forgot Yal V'Yovei in Rosh Chodesh benching, we're talking about benching only now, because eating, you know, benching. We're not talking about Shemoneh Esrei. So if he forgot Yal V'Yovei in benching on Rosh Chodesh, he does not say over benching, because Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to eat bread. The same thing, Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is actually a machlokes, but we paskin that you don't have to eat bread. So therefore, b'diavad, somebody forgot Yal V'Yovei on a Chol HaMoed benching, he doesn't say over. On Shabbos Yom Tov, we have to eat bread. So if a person forgot Yal V'Yovei, he does say benching over. Except, of course, if he already had eaten his meals and he had extra meals. So by the extra meals, since you didn't have to eat those meals, again, the din goes again, that if you got Yal V'Yovei, you wouldn't have to bench over. So like, that means that one meal at night, let's say most people only eat one meal at night. So then that meal is a chiyiv, so you have to say Yal V'Yovei over. You have to bench over. One meal in the day of Yom Tov is also a chiyiv, so you have to, again, the first meal that you had in Yom Tov day, you have to say Yal V'Yovei. If you forgot it, you bench over. If you had another meal, for some reason, let's say you had two meals Yom Tov day, the second one was extra, you didn't have to eat that time, so then you, if you forgot Yal V'Yovei, you don't bench over. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah. Now, how about forgetting Yal V'Yovei by Rosh Hashanah? Okay? Now, don't tell me that this doesn't happen, because I have once said this already, and since then I heard a few people told me that this did happen. One time what happened was the person forgot Yal V'Yovei. Another time, by mistake, the person said Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh, which is as bad as forgetting Yal V'Yovei. Because if you didn't say Yom HaZikaron, you said Rosh Chodesh, it's not good. So what is it then? Do we have to say benching over? So Mishnah Berurah brings down this Shaila in Hilchas Birkas Hamazon in Simen Kuf Peches, and he says it's a machloikas between Magen Avraham and Eli Rab. Magen Avraham says that if you forgot, you don't have to bench over, because Rosh Hashanah you don't necessarily have to eat bread. Why? Shulchan Aruch already brings in Tav Kuf Tzadi Zayin that some people have a minig that they fast on Rosh Hashanah, so it's a valid minig to fast on Rosh Hashanah. So you're not really mechuyev to eat bread. You have an option out. If you want, you can fast. But Eliyarabo says, no, you do have to eat on Rosh Hashanah. You have to eat bread. And he even says like this. He says, first of all, the Ikar Halacha is like the other Shita, that you're not allowed to fast. But he says, and even if you want to start tining to me that the opinion of fasting is valid, but that opinion only lasts until you put a tiny drop of food in your mouth. If you put a tiny drop of food in your mouth, you lost your fast anyway. Now already you're going to have to eat, because either it's fasting or eating. So once you already opted for eating, if this person here who forgot Yal V'Yovei obviously opted for eating, because he's saying Yal V'Yovei. So he already lost the option of fasting. So for him, it's for sure a chiyuv to eat. So Mimela, the Elia Rabba Paskins, that the din is if he forgot Yalev Yavoi, he does bench over. Mishnah Berurah does not clearly say what he's machria. He does use a little of expression. It sounds like he's more for the Eli Rabba, because when he does Eli Rabba, he goes, Avol Eli Rabba v'harbe achroinim. It sounds like more for Eli Rabba, that you would do bench over. And I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman says that's the minig, that if a person forgot Yalav Yavoi on Rosh Hashanah, he would bench over. That's how he paskins Lamais, like that opinion. So now, before the first thing that I want to try to be masber, b'mai pligi. Why, how did this machlekes happen between the Magen Avraham and Eli Rabba? Okay, well, I know the Eli Rabba said a little because he thinks the Iker opinion is that you're supposed to eat. But he did say another reason. He said, and even according to everyone, once you already started eating and you lost your option of fasting, so now you're already a mechuyev in eating. And therefore, he tines that lechule yalma, you have to bench over. The Magen Avraham, on the other hand, is saying, no, you don't have to eat. So what's the machlekes? So I want to say that the machlekes that the Magen Avraham and Eliyahu Rabba are having is azli leta'amayhu. Pshat's like this. The inyan of chiv to eat is obviously because since it's mamish a chiv to eat, which you cannot shake, that chiv, so therefore it's a chiv chomer, it's a davar chomer that you have to eat, and therefore that benching is more important that you should say yalav yavar. If you could get out of the chiv, so that means the whole chiv to eat isn't such a strong chiv. Now, there's a machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Eli Rabba. Why did Chazal allow a person to fast on Rosh Hashanah? What's the heter? I mean, if the din really is that you're mechuyev to eat on Yom Tov, why is there such a minig that you can fast? Magen Avraham says that the mekoyer is that it's similar to the idea of a tainus chaloyim. We have in the Gemara that when dreams were real, yeah, when dreams really, people had real dreams, so then a person had a chaloyim of something, that something bad chalila would happen, then he would fast on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. Why? It's a chiv to eat, it's sakana. Because the sakana is doichi, the chiv. So memela, that's Pshat and Rosh Hashanah. The minhag, the people that used to fast on Rosh Hashanah, they felt it was such a sakana, it was the Yom HaDin for the year. And they needed the tshuva. And they push it, it's like a sakana. So the Chazal allowed a person to wave the chiv, to mimvatel his chiv. You know what the Gemara Taka says? That if a person fasted a tainus chaloyim, he has to do tshuva for it. And then Sunday he has to fast another tainus because it wasn't so gevaldik. But nishkembrei, yeah, it's a sakana. So that's one reason for the heter of fasting on Rosh Hashanah.
What's the chiv to eat in the first place?
The chiv to eat is lachem. No, the pasuk of lachem, atzeres tiyah lachem, where the Gemara darshins lachem and lashem, goes on any yom tiv. So since Rosh Hashanah is also considered a yom tiv, so lachem goes on that too. The Rambam also says that Rosh Hashanah has oineg, and oineg requires tachiv. So there is a chiv to eat, but al sasakana, we push off the chiv to eat. That's the Magen Avraham. Eli Rabba is brought in Mishnah Berurah in Sha'arat Tzion, Tavkuf Tzadi Zayin, says that the reason is like this. He says, what's the whole mekoyer of eating? Lachem, that should be for you. And how does a person feel that it's for him? Lachem, that he eats. That's lachem. Zokta Eli Rabba, on Rosh Hashanah, it's not his own. He brings it from the Kolboy, from the Risha in the Kolboy. On Rosh Hashanah, fasting is for me. Because that's how I get a good year. So Mimela, that's Lachem. It is Lachem to fast on Rosh Hashanah. That is the, so it comes out there's a machloikis between the Magen Avraham and Eli Rabba. What's happening when someone fasts on Rosh
Hashanah?
It should come out, yeah. According to the Magen Avraham, maybe you should make a Tainus to Tanisa. In other words, according to the Magen Avraham, you're uprooting lachem. We're waving it. We're saying we're doicha lachem. You're really chayv to eat because of lachem, but the sakana pushes it away, and you do not do the lachem. According to Eli Rabbi, it's not pshat that you're over on the lachem. You are gufa doing the lachem. By fasting, you are gufa doing the lachem.
Crying on Shabbos, you're not allowed to cry on Shabbos, but it makes you feel good.
That's a good dimyon. That's the kind of dimyon, right? Because that's like called lachem. So he said, I think his lashon is that it's an oinig. It's considered an oinig for that kind of person to cry. So here the Eli Rabbi is using, it's not his own, it's from the kolba. So based on that, I wanted to tie it. That is, they're going l'shitas. The Magen Avraham is saying that on Rosh Hashanah, the chiyuv of lachem is not a strong thing because you can push it away. The Chazal said, being that it's a day of sakana, we will push away the chiyuv to eat. So the Magen Avraham says, well, if that means it's not a solid chiyuv to eat, so it's not considered a day that you have to eat. You don't have to. So memela, if you forgot yalav yavut, you don't bench over. The Chazal said, you don't have to eat today. The Eli Rabba says that there's no holes in this chiv. You must do this lachem. There is no eitzes around it. You're going to tell me that you could fast? So the Eli Rabba said, yeah. But that's not pshat that it's a ptur. That's just pshat that you're doing the chiv the other way. Zok the Eli Rabba, but Lamaisa, if you pick that way, then you're not doing it that way. So once you chose to do the lachem that way, so then you're doing a chiyuv gomer. You can't say, I don't really have to eat. Chazal said you don't have to eat today. You do. They just said you've got to eat. If you didn't eat, okay, there's another way to do the lachem, by fasting. But there's no way around it. There's no way of getting out of the lachem. You're trapped into the lachem whichever way you go. Just that there's two options. You could do it this way or that way, says the Eli Rabba. Once you chose that way, then you're doing the chiyuv gomer.
You're not saying Yalav Yom
Lachem,
you're saying
the again?
You're not saying that you don't say
Yalav Yom
because of the
Yom Lachem. Oh, right. So you see, it's still somewhat a chiddush that the Eli Rabba is teaching me, that as long as this eating was the way I did a chiyuv gomer, you have to say over benching. That, the Eli Rabba, it's true. The Eli Rabba is saying a chiddush. Well, that chiddush, the Magen Avraham might agree with that chiddush, but the Magen Avraham just doesn't hold to the whole thing. The Magen Avraham says that you don't have to do lachem today. And Be'emis, there's a beferish araya to the Eli Rabba from a Ritva. Ritva gives another example. Mamish, it's such a good dimyon to the Eli Rabba. We have a Tanu Rabbi Eliezer. We don't hold like him. Rabbi Lezer says in Masechta Beya and in Masechta Sukkah that the din is that there's one pasuk Atzeres Lashem, there's another pasuk Atzeres Lachem. So is the Yom Tov for Hashem or is the Yom Tov for you? What's the halacha? The halacha is that you say half and half, chetz yulachem, chetz yulashem. Rabbi Lezer says no, it means you do whichever one you want. You if you want, you learn in the oven and fast all day. That you could do that. If you want, you could do lachem all day. There's no chetzi chetzi, according to Rabbi Lezer. The answer is you're either a zayid or a zayid. I just say over what, you know, there's a famous vort that many svarim say, that the Gemara says, Rabbi Lezer was giving a drasha, right? And after like 2 hours into the drasha, a whole bunch of people went out to eat. So Rabbi Lezer said, oh, these are the people, the Bali Chavius, right? They eat all day. So Pashis, he was making fun of them. He said, no, he wasn't making fun of them. These people, that's the way they do the mitzvah, right? And then the next group went out, and he said another word, they're the Bali this. So that's how they do the mitzvah. Then people started going out later, like after like 6-7 hours, I forget the number of hours in the Gemara, he got angry. Why now you get angry? Says the Pshat. These people are Bali Chavius. Fine, so they are doing the Lachem. These people are the Bali Leginin. Fine, they're doing lechem. But these people, I mean, are you a lechem? You're already here 6 hours. Let's go, finish. Let's go lechem. If you're a bali chavis, you should have been long gone from here. So therefore, by then he got angry. But Al Kapani, Rabbi Lezer says that the din is that it's either totally lechem or totally lechem. Zok the Ritva. What is the din according to Rabbi Eliezer for Yalev Yavai? The person was a lechem yid. So he chose eating. Yeah, he made a nice suda for 6 hours, lechem. A whole day lechem. And then he forgot Yalev Yavai. What is the din? Should we say that you're chayv to eat today, so you have to say over Yalev Yavai? Or should we say, Rabbi Lezer holds you don't have to eat. Rabbi Lezer holds you can learn. So you don't have to. Zok the Ritva, you say Yalev Yavo over. You say Yalev Yavo over. Why? He mamish says Eli Rabba Svar. He says, you could have chosen to do Lachem, but you didn't. So once you started eating, then you're doing it with Lachem. So now you're chayv to eat. So the Shail is, no, it sounds like word for word the Eli Rabba. So it's a Tamiya on the Magen Avraham. It's a Tamiya on the Magen Avraham. It's a Mefeir Sharitzvah like the Eli Rabba. But according to the way we explain, everything is fine. Because the Magen Avraham himself also agrees to the Eli Rabba Svar. It's a different reason why he argued. He argued because he said that the whole Lachem is not required here because out of the Sakana, the whole Lachem is waived. So therefore, when the whole Chiv can be waived, it's not such a strong Chiv. So therefore, you don't say Eli Yavai. You can't waive the chiv of Lashem and Lachem on Yom Tov. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you are mechuyev. You just have two options. It's the way the Shagar Sari brings it out. He says, you're chayev to have simcha on Yom Tov. You have to know for yourself which thing makes your simcha. If you're a person that your simcha comes from eating, then you do it from eating. If your simcha comes from learning, then you do it from learning. But it's a chiv that can't be waived. So memela on that hakol moedim, that the din is that when you have a chiv that cannot be waived, then when you choose to do it through the eating, that is called the chiv, and then you have to bench over, and everyone agrees to that svara. So the Ritva said it, the Eli Rabba said it, the Magen Avraham himself would agree to it. It's only the Magen Avraham has a shita here that Rosh Hashanah is special that you could mevatel the whole chiv entire.
So that would be true on any day, not just Rosh Hashanah. Any
yantav. How would that be?
It would the same thing.
But there's no sakana, I mean.
Yeah, but time is chalom.
Oh, all right. I guess because the pshat is you can't. It's not biyoreh to get a chalom. In other words, but here every Jew can. You're right. If a person had a chalom, I would think that the Magen Avraham would say that man who had the chalom, right. Maybe he wouldn't have to say over.
Shabbos too.
Right, if he had the chalom, though.
He's saying Rosh Hashanah is like a chalom.
Right, Rosh Hashanah is like a chalom. So if this person, let's say Yankel had a chalom, and the Rav told him he's allowed to fast, and he forgot, and he said, I won't fast. He might not have to say, oh, yeah, could be. Oh, so that is step one in the shmooze. Now we'll go to step two. Comes along the Mogen HaElef. And he says that this whole machloikes that we're having here, the Eli Rabba with the Magen Avraham, you do bench over, you don't bench over, this whole machloikes meant the day meal. But the night meal, you vaday say Yalav Yovo. Why? Because it's a Beferish Mishnah Brura. He doesn't say for the Mishnah Brura, but it is Beferish Mishnah Brura, that the whole minhag of fasting is only by the day. Because that's the real Zman Adin, by the day. But at night, the Mishnah Berurah says, Hakol Moedim, that you have to eat the night Suda. It's a regular Yom Tif. There's no Machlekes about it. Everyone agrees the night Suda is a Chi of Gomer to eat. Well, because Yom Tif. In other words, every Yom Tif, there's a Chi of... Oh, we're going to get to your Svar in a minute. That's Mamash the next thing coming up. Mamash that. So that's what it says in the Magen HaElef, that at night, Suda Hakol Moedim. And I'll just mention that the Yeshua's Yankiv was one of the big mandomrim that he was into fasting. He was into that you should fast in Rosh Hashanah. So the Meforshe Hayam, you know, that's the Shailu Meshiv with his... I forget who else, there were a few of them together that made the Meforshe Hayam. They told him, how could you say that you're supposed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. It's a Mishnah that in Chulin that it says that if you sold, usually if you sold a mother cow to Reuven and you sold a child cow to Shimon, you don't choishish that they're going to end up shechting it on the same day. But if you sold the mother cow Erev Rosh Hashanah and the baby cow Erev Rosh Hashanah, then your mechuyev, the moicher, has a chiyev to inform them about it, because the chances are that they're probably shechting it today l'kavod Rosh Hashanah. So mainly you have to teach, tell them, don't get into Yosef Benoi. So it's beferish that you have a big suda on Rosh Hashanah. How could you say such a thing that you're supposed to fast on Rosh Hashanah? So the Shusi Yaakov said, I don't think he said the answer. The Pnei Yeshua, the Chemed said, the answer is because the Pnei Yeshua writes in Kuntras Acharon that Avada at nighttime you have to have a big suda l'chulei alma. So the pshat is they're shechting the cow for the night suda. So that's pshat. But in the day, taka you tachin that the Yeshua fast. Just giving that as a thing that. So that's how he paskins that at night everyone agrees that you have to say over Yalavia. But in the Machzor HaMafurish, it's called Machzor HaMafurish, with they have Piskei Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Rav Shlomo Zalman originally paskind mamish the opposite, min hakotze el hakotze. He said mamish the opposite. The whole machloikes about saying over Yalav Yavoy is by the day Suda, but by the night Suda, everyone agrees you don't have to say Yalav Yavoy over. You don't have to bench him. My high. So Rav Shlomo Zalman brought down from the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah brings down Rav Abli Passviller's big chiddush. There was a yid, Rav Abli Passviller, that he was the Be'av Bezdin in Vilna, who had crates and crates of chidushei Torah, and they all got lost from us. He was Godol Bedoiroi, Mamish Godol Hador Mamish Bedoiroi, and all his Torah got lost, except for this chiddush that got printed in the Chayyadam, and that chiddush became his big pirsum, and then only in the last few decades they found a few more and they made like a one sefer that they put together from likutim of different things that they were able to find. And his chiddush was the following chiddush. We all know that if a person by mistake, by the Aser Simei Tshuva, said Hakel HaKadosh instead of HaMelech HaKadosh, then he has to say over the Shmoneh Esrei. Zok der Baalei, he wants to make a chiddush that Leil Rosh Hashanah, the night of Rosh Hashanah, either night, it doesn't matter, first night, second night, if he said Akel HaKadosh B'diavad, he does not say over Shmoneh Esrei. Mishnah Berurah brings it l'halach. What's the svara? Zok der Baalei, I'm borrowing this svara from a sugya in Brachos. The Gemara, it's a well-known halacha, that the Gemara talks it out, the halacha. Now we're going to Shmoneh Esrei, not eating, by Shmoneh Esrei. Shmoneh Esrei is chaydish. If a person forgot Yalav Yava, he says Shmoneh Esrei over. Zok the Gemara, what if he forgot Yalav Yava Leil Rosh Chaydish? So the Gemara says he does not have to say Ma'ariv over. Why? Zok the Gemara, Lefi she'ein mekadshin ha'chaydish balayla. Because we don't do Kiddush HaChodesh at night. I'll just explain Stam the Pshat, what's it have to do with it. Because you have to understand how it was. And nowadays we know, oh, it's Rosh Chodesh, look on your calendar. Right? Then they never knew when it's Rosh Chodesh, right? Rosh Chodesh, when the Edim come, it's Rosh Chodesh. So when you came Leil Rosh Chodesh, there was no Rosh Chodesh in sight. It's a regular Tuesday night. Tomorrow morning, Edim showed up. Fine, it becomes Rosh Chodesh. Taka becomes L'mafreya Rosh Chodesh. But L'mafreya Rosh Chodesh. You never had, when you went to shul at night, you never had Rosh Chodesh. You knew it may turn into Rosh Chodesh. But it was never Rosh Chodesh because the Bezdin's locked up. Bezdin can't operate at night. There's no, ain't done in Belial. So tomorrow they come. So Memela, since it never, I mean now we don't have, it's after the Churban, but since it used to be that it never became Mamash Rosh Chodesh until the morning, so the night wasn't considered Mamash Rosh Chodesh, and Memela, therefore Chazal said, if you forgot Yalav Yavoy by night, you don't say over Ma'ariv. Okay? That's the Gemara. So, and that's halach. That's halach. Zokter Babli, the same thing was in those days, Barish Hashanah. Every single Yid came Leil Rish Hashanah. There was no Rish Hashanah in sight. Every Yid went to Shul Leil Rish Hashanah in those days. There was no Eidim. There was nothing. Well, but Avada, everyone started Rish Hashanah because Tomer tomorrow, the Eidim will come. Then the Eidim would come tomorrow. Bezdin would say, Mekudosh HaChodesh, us Rish Hashanah. So Lemafreya, it was Rish Hashanah the whole time. But say the same Svara, that B'dieved, if you said Hakel HaKodesh, B'dieved, it should be good.
But that Svara only works if it's the 30th day of Rosh Chodesh, not the 31st.
Oh, so that, the Gemara Tak itself says it brings that up. Yeah. And the Gemara at the end says, no, we already make a leave on the 31st. That's the Gemara says there. So, but the Tak of the Gemara is your Svara also. But that, the Halach we go with both, because we know that both nights, if you forgot Yalev Yoveh, you wouldn't do over Shemayis. So Zokter of Shleim Zalman knew if that's the halacha by Hakel HaKadosh, so that should be the halacha for Yalev Yoveh and benching too. Since it's Leil Rosh Hashanah, same kind of svara. It's even better because the Gemara was by Yalev Yoveh. So Babele Shteltsu Hakel HaKadosh, but Yalev Yoveh for sure you can Shteltsu to Yalev Yoveh. Is Mamela, this is Yalev Yoveh, so Mamela he paskined that there is no need to say over benching Leil Rosh Hashanah if you forgot Yalev Yoveh because of Abelisvar. So now I want to bring up the following. Oh, because you mean it because Lo Matino Ela. Ah, all right. I see. He didn't hold that way. Mishnah Berurah brought it. So the thing is like this. L'chayra, this psak of Rav Shlomo Zalman is tully on the big kasha that the whole Welt asks on her Babla. Right on the Gemara, right over there by the Gemara of Yalev Yoveh Leil Rosh Chodesh. There's in the back, you know, on the rift, there, or usually you have the Nemuki Yosef or the Ran around the rift. But in Brachas, it's Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina. So over there, the Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina brought up the following shayla. What if a person went to Shul, Leil Rosh Hashanah, yeah, I guess he's a little tired, and he davened regular weekday Ma'ariv. Regular weekday Ma'ariv, yeah. Slachlanu, Hashiveinu, the whole thing. Is he Yoitze Bidi Evid? So he brings Yesh Misha Omar. Yes. Same reason. The same reason. Just like you can get away without Yalev Yoveh because the Edom didn't come. So you could get away with the whole week. Same thing. Same thing. What's the difference? You could get away with anything that would be if the Edom didn't come yet. Zokter Rabbeinu Yoina, I don't hold like that. The Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina himself says, I don't hold like that, Yesh Misha Amar. Because there's a big difference. Rosh Chodesh is one thing. Yom Tiv is Alima Tfei from Rosh Chodesh because Yom Tiv is Iser Malacha. Rosh Chodesh, what's Rosh Chodesh? It's Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to do anything. But Yom Tov is Isser Malacha, and it's a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah Yom Tov to say Yom Tov davening. So Mamela, you cannot compare a Rosh Chodesh sugya to Yom Tov. Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara gets to get away without the Yalev Yoveh because the Edom didn't come yet. But Yom Tov is much more alima than Rosh Chodesh. And something so strict, so strong, like a Yom Tov where it has an Isser Malacha in it, over there we're not going to be makel on you with this kind of svara about the Eidim. So the Beis HaLevi and the Binyan Shloima and every Tamei Mo'id. I mean, that's Mamash Keneged or Babel. What happened here? He did compare Hakel HaKadosh on Leil Rosh Hashanah to the Rosh Chodesh sugya, where Rabbeinu Yonah directly talked about this. All right, Rabbeinu Yonah was a different case. It was that he said the whole week they should ask me. But the nekuda that Rabbeinu Yonah brought out is that Yom Tov is more chomer, because he has an Isser Melacha, so you can't be Mekel. So how could Rav Abba say such a thing? It's mamish a real stark kasha. So there are three terutzim that I know of how to answer Abla from this Beferish Akash. Oh, one answer, that since you said that one, so that won't go first. Because Rabbeinu Yoina said that something, the Lashon Rabbeinu Yoina is, Yomtiv is Chomer, and any Chiv of Yomtiv, is you have to be much more Machmer. So Rabbeinu Yoina was talking about weekday Shemoneh Esrei versus Yom Tov Shemoneh Esrei. When does a person say Yom Tov Shemoneh Esrei? On Yom Tov. So that's a Yom Tov. When does a person say HaMelech HaKadosh? On Aser Simei Tshuva. It's not a Yom Tov Chiyuv. It's an Aser Simei Tshuva Chiyuv. So maybe Rabbi Abba held that the Chumrah of Rabbeinu Yoina was by something which is a Yom Tov Chiyuv, like Yom Tov Nusach. But HaMelech HaKadosh is a weekday thing. It's Lav Davka Rosh Hashanah thing. It's a whole week, a whole 10-day thing. So that's not called the Chomer Chiv. 100%. That's exactly where I'm heading. Okay. So that is one teretz. There's another teretz that my father's Rosh Hashiva of Binyamin Paller, who was a Talmud of Briskarov. I mentioned him a different time, perhaps. He said that the pshat is like this, that the reason why Rabbeinu Yoina is saying that the chiv of Yom Tov is so chomer is because there are opinions, the Ramban says in Chumash, that it's a chiv deraisa to daven on Yom Tov. Right? You know that the Ramban says that Mikra Kodesh, since it says in the Chumash, Mikra Kodesh, calling out Kodesh, he says, what does it mean calling out? He says it means davening. Calling out, saying by davening Kodesh, that today is a Kodesh day. So Rav Paller said, that's the pshat, why Rabbeinu Yoina was saying that Yom Tov davening, if you skipped out the whole, you said a weekday davening, so you didn't say the whole thing that today is Yom Teruah, Mikra Kodesh. In my Rav, we say Vatitan Lanu Mikra Kodesh. So Memela, that's what's so chomer about it, that you mamash were missed out of the Raisa, we can't be makel on it. If you forgot Yalav Yava and Rish Chodesh, you missed out of the Rabbana. But Mikra Kodesh is mamash of the Raisa, that's why he's being more machmer.
It can't be so,
okay, you probably could, but since you also are doing it now, so they're more machmer. Maybe you're Rebbe Bishir, fine, you could say this, you could say, but this is doing the derais, so they're more machmer. So Binyamin Paller said, that's how you can answer for Ba'abala, because the Hakel HaKadosh and the Hamel HaKadosh is not a derais. Hakel HaKadosh, Hamel HaKadosh is not a derais, it has nothing to do with Mikra Kodesh. You're not even mentioning anything about that it's a Mikra Kodesh. You even do it all 10 days. It's not a Mikra Kodesh. So it's a Derabbanan. So over there, it's equal to the Rosh Chodesh Sugya. The whole Rabbeinu Yoina was Miyuchad, specially for the missing of the entire Meir of Shemoneh Esrei, where you missed out on saying Mikra Kodesh. That was his terrence. Third answer, Achron Chaviv, as the answer that the Binyan Shlema says, and Rav Moshe Feinstein and Igros Moshe says the exact same answer. He says that there was a mistake in the quoting of Rav Abba. People didn't have it right. They both say the same thing. Everybody says over the Rav Abba brought from the Yalav Yava Sugya. They got the wrong Sugya. Rav Abba was quoting the sugya in Rosh Hashanah where it says that the din, the Yom HaDin, starts in the morning. So Rav Abba was saying that since the holy din of saying HaMelech HaKadosh is because Hashem is sitting on the Kisei HaMalchus, so Memela, when does Hashem really go up to the HaMelech HaYoshev Al Kisei? By the morning. So Memela, the Iker HaMelech, really only starts in the morning. And Memela, at night, where it's not yet Hamelech Hayoshev Al Kisei Ram Venisa, Memela, it's not Ma'akiv over there, the whole saying the Hamelech HaKadosh. They both say that that's the Pshat, and Memela, it has nothing to do with the whole Yalav Yavah Sugya at all. It has nothing to do with that Sugya. That, you're right, the Sugya of Yalav Yavah was a totally different time. It was because the Edom didn't come to the morning. So as far as that, we only do that Kula on Yalav Yavah. We do not do that Kula on a Yom Tov. But Rabbi Abla was not talking about that Sugya. It's, even if the Edom would be here, it doesn't have any Shaychas. The Kula of Rabbi Abla was a special Mesuyam Dika Kula only for HaMelech. For that one word, his Kula works. Because since the word HaMelech is out to the Yom HaDin, and the Yom HaDin really starts in the morning and not in the night, so we're not so makbid on the HaMelech at night. Okay, so let's chazer over again. We ended up with three answers. Let's say over the kasha with the three answers. The kasha is the Rabbi Abla was makel on Hakel HaKadosh at night, and that's the Mishnah Berurah Paskins that kula. And the kasha is that that sugya of being makel at night is only by Yalav Yavoi, and Rabbeinu Yonah says it doesn't apply to Yom Tov. So how is this going to work? So we gave three answers. One is because Hamelech HaKadosh is not a chiyuv of Yom Tov; it's a chiyuv of all 10 days. Second answer is because it's only a chiv deraisa. We're only machmer by a chiv deraisa of mikra kodesh. Third answer is the Rabbi Abla is a special kula on the word hamelech because there is no din really at night. Okay, now nechziana. Let's.
What about every night?
Every night. I'll say to make tshuva. Well, once I imagine they're saying once the din's on. It doesn't turn off at night. Once it starts, right, in the morning, it keeps on going. So now...
So then the night of Rosh Hashanah...
Well, the thing is like this, though. The second night, we consider, like, you know, like we're doing it over. That's the first night again. So... It's like, right, it's like we're starting... Ke'ilu, we're starting again. Like, we do everything, like, again. Ke'ilu, it's starting again.
We call it Yom Revita.
As far as this, I hear. It seems like he's saying it for both nights, Lemais. Okay, so now, let's go back to the Rav Shlomo Zalman's Psak. Rav Shlomo Zalman wanted to say that just like Rav Abla said, that if you said HaKel HaKadosh, it's good at night, so too, if you skipped Yalav Yavoi, it's also good at night. Now, if you say that the kula of Rabbi Abla was because a Kel HaKadosh is for all 10 days, it's not a Yom Tov thing, it's all 10 days, and that's the kula, then you can't say Rosh Hashanah's thing anymore. Because Yalav Yavoi is for one day. It's for Rosh Hashanah. It's a Yom Tov thing. Then the din would be the other way. Then the din would have to be that you would say over benching, not like Rosh Hashanah. If you say the Teretz Azur of Moshe Feinstein, that Rabbi Abla was only a kula on the word HaMelech because the din starts in the morning, again you cannot say Rav Shlomo Zalman. Again you cannot say it. Because it's only a kula on the word HaMelech. But it's not a kula on Yalav Yavoi. The only one where you could say like Rav Shlomo Zalman is if you say Rav Binyamin Pahler's pshat, that the Rabbeinu Yonah is limited to Mikra Kodesh, which is a deraisa. So only in Ma'ariv, where you say the words Mikra Kodesh in Ma'ariv. So there Rabbeinu Yonah is Machmer, but by Yalav Yavah you don't say Mikra Kodesh, so it's not a deraisa. So over there, it could be, then you could say the Svara of Rav Shlomo Zalman. That's the only way I was able to work it out. So, but it was very surprising to me that Rav Shlomo Zalman was like going like that shot of Rav Binyamin Pahler. That was very surprising to me. But now I did some more research and I saw that when the next Madura of the Machzer came out, Rav Shlomo Zalman changed his psak and he said, you should say over. And in It's printed in Mincha Shloima. Why? He says, I changed my mind because I reminded myself that the Binyan Shloima said that Rab Abba meant a special kula only on HaMelech. He Mamish said this thing. Since he reminded himself of the Binyan Shloima, it says that the kula is only on Melech because the din starts in the morning. And Memela, I changed my mind back. And Memela, I say that you do say over benching at night. So at the end, Hitaka ended up paskening, and Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa already has the new way. He brings the Rav Shlomo Zalman the new way that you do say it over.
Now, I'm a little disappointed.
Yeah.
Because you could really say, you could even make the teres, the Moshe Feinstein's teres, right? I think that's the Melech HaKadosh teres, right?
I mean, that's only for din, yes.
Din, because Yag Nezikaron, the Nusach of Yalav Yav is Yag Nezikaron. In other words, it is tied to the din. Somewhat.
Well, I don't think so, because you have to say Yalav Yavo because it's Yom Tif. The fact of that it's din, you don't need that, because you say Yalav Yavo by every Yom Tif. The word is Yom Zikar, but that's not the main point. That's you got to touch the Yom Tif. You got to say the Yom Tif. But the point of the Yalav Yavo is not because of din. So Memela, he Taka was Chayzer. This is the Iker. Now, I just wanted to point out two Nikudas here. One is that I saw, now just came out from Rosh Hashiva Lakewood, Rav Yochum Olshin. They just came out, his drushes and shiurim on Inyani Rosh Hashanah. And he wanted to back up, this was before the new Rav Shlomo Zalman came out. So he was also very bothered. This I just saw Mamish today, I just bought it 2 days ago. He was also very bothered. How could it be that Rav Shlomo Zalman is saying that he's comparing Yalav Yavoi to HaMelech HaKadosh? I mean, but you have the Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina. Say the question that we've been dealing the whole time. So he said, "Ashena Svar Al Shtikol Limud Zuchus." A good, but Lamaiser Rav Shlomo Zalman was crazy. But anyway, but he said a nice thing. He said the lashon that the Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina used when they said the Chumra. They said, we have to be machmer in Yom Tif because mitzvahs Yom Tif are more chomer. Maybe we could say that the mitzvahs that Yom Tif requires, so for example, you must say Ma'ariv on Yom Tif. So maybe that would be called mitzvahs Yom Tif. So Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah said, mitzvahs Yom Tif are more chomer. Yalev Yavoi is not a direct requirement. In other words, it's not pshat that you have to, on Rosh Hashanah, every Jew has to say Yalav Yavoi. It's like a grama, in other words, the pshat is on Yom Tov, you have to eat. If you eat, so then you're going to have to bench, and then you're going to have to say Yalav Yavoi. But maybe that's not really called mamish, like mitzvahs hayoim. You can't say, like, it's one of the mitzvahs hayoim is that a person is required to say Yalav Yavoi. It just comes out that you have to say Yalav Yavoi. So maybe that could be another way to be miyashiv the old psak. But Lamaisa or Shlomo Zalman changed. Okay, I just want to say a little thing. Since we got onto the shaila of what pshat Rav Abba, and we said that the answer is because the din starts in the day and not in the night. That's the real reason why. That's what the Rav Moshe learns, and that's the real reason why Rav Abba was mekel at night. There is a kasha that how could you say that the din really starts in the morning? Isn't there a famous story that it says in Brachas that there was a chassid echad that he gave away money to Ani, Erev Rosh Hashanah? And his wife was very upset because it was a shnei betzayis. They had kimat no money, and he went into the basic kvaris. He went and he slept in the basic kvaris overnight because he didn't want to stay at home. And in the basic kvaris, he heard Rucha is talking. What's going to be? And the Ruch said, "Oh, I heard that this year, if you plant in this season, it will be good." You know, and he was the only one that knew what the Rucha said, so everyone planted the wrong way, he planted the right way, everyone's crops failed, his crops were good, right? And then it says he did it the next year, and the whole story. But Lamaise, L'chaira, you see over here, that the din was already around at night. L'chaira, you see that the din was around at night. So what's going on? So I want to just say over three terutzim to the kasha. One teretz is the Vilna Gaon on the Gemara, says that the pshat was that it was the second night Rosh Hashanah he was sleeping in the Beis HaKvaras. So Memela, the Ruchas already knew what was Paskin the first day. That's the Vilna Gaon says. Another pshat is, according to the Yerushalmi says that Goyim are judged at night of Rosh Hashanah. Yidin are judged in the morning. The Yerushalmi says the reason is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give everyone the better chance. So the Goyim, the best chance they have is when they're sleeping. So Memela, at least they're not doing that much wrong, so they get judged at night. Yidin, it's much better when they're up. They're doing good things. Is Memela, the Shaila is, what if it's a global decision? Right? It's not a Davka for Yidin. It's not Davka for Goyim. It's global. So Yitachin, that it would go already by the Goyim, because they are Roiv people in the world. Yitachin. It could be I'm wrong also, because the Yidin are more Iker. I don't know. But this is why I'm not sure. I'm just saying a possible shot that maybe this was a decision on the whole world. And Memela, it was Nidin by night. The third pshat that I want to say is Geboit on the Mishnah L'Melech. Mishnah L'Melech explains like this, that there's a Tosfos that has a kasha on in Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah says that Tavua is judged on Shavuos, on Pesach, and fruits is Shavuos, and water is Sukkos. So Tosfos has a kasha. Well, the story with the dream happened on Rosh Hashanah, and the dream was about wheat. And wheat is supposed to be Pesach, so what's happening over here? The wheat is Pesach, and this person is sitting there Rosh Hashanah, and they are figuring out the wheat. What's pshat? Yes, that is why I'm referring. Pesach in Rosh Hashanah asked this kasha, yes. On the Mishnah of the Arba Prokim Ha'ilam Nidin, on Daf Tezayin, on the Mishnah that's, so he says that L'chor is a problem. What's going on? So Tosfos says they were just schmoozing about it in Shammai. They weren't paskining anything. They paskined it last Pesach. They paskined it last Pesach. But they were schmoozing about it in Shemayim, Leil Rosh Hashanah, and these Ruchais heard the schmooze. So the Mishnah says, what's the schmooze? What's the schmoozing over here? What's going on? Zok the Mishnah al-Melech pshat in the schmooze. Not stam. There's something going on here. Yeah? The pshat is like this, because there's a kasha of the Ran. Frek the Ran, what does it mean that on Pesach, the wheat, on Shavuos, the fruit, on Sukkot, the water? That's, and what's on Rosh Hashanah? Every Yid is judged. What does it mean every Yid is judged? Every Yid is judged. What's his parnasa? What's his? So what does it mean that all these things are in Pesach? That's me. Zok the Ram, the Peshat is like this. On Pesach, they say, how much crops will there be this year? There's going to be 200 million tons of grain this year. So, Shavuos, how many fruits, and many details, how many fruits, quality of the fruits, and so on and so on. But everything, retail, whatever, you know, in the whole thing. Then comes Rosh Hashanah, and they split up this stuff. How much are you going to have? How much are you going to have? How much are you going to have? Azay Zok the Ram. Zok the Mishnah Melech, that is the pshat that we're schmoozing. That pshat is that Leil Rosh Hashanah, everything gets set up. I mean, I don't know Shemaim, how they, everything, right? They're busy over there, putting down all the stuff. How much this, everything, all the stuff. So tomorrow morning, it's all set up, right? And then so Pliny comes in. Okay, we have this much of this, have all the stuff, details. He could get this, he could get that. As Memela, that's why they were talking about it, Leil Rosh Hashanah. Because they were talking about it because it's going to be, that's the Inyan Adiyayma, they needed, that's what's going to be given out tomorrow morning. Is Al-Kapani Azayiz Mazir the Mishnah Melech. So I taina, if you go with the pshat of the Mishnah L'Melech and the Tosfos, it's Miyush of the whole Kasha. The kasha was that I thought the din only starts in the morning. So how's the pshat that he was sleeping at night and he heard the whole thing already? The answer is, but according to this, the din wasn't being done at night. It was really from the Pesach before. They were just saying what was given out. So Memela, it's Mushim the Kasha that way.
Yeah, but then how did they know their field would be given the good stuff?
Well, the, according to this, the Pshat is the Lashon that really says in the Gemara was, they said anyone. In other words, that was like a general, it was a general thing. They said, like, the general thing is this season won't be good, and Taka was for the whole general thing.
Where's Mishnah Melech?
The Mishnah Melech, I believe it's in Tshuva. I believe it's in Hilchos Tshuva of the Rambam.
I thought, aren't the specifics given for on Rosh Hashanah Day?
Yes. It was a general decree. There was a decree that this season will be globally not good, so that was already something that was already made up before, because it wasn't a particular thing, so it was already made up on Pesach. Okay, I just be Messiah with a little thing of his iris from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter that he said on the Gemara, and I know Rabbi Matisio used to say this a lot. He said, the Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, what's the pshat that the person went into the Beis HaKvoris? It says his wife, it says, Maisa bechosid echad sheiknitasa ishtoi. And he went into the basic kvaras. So he says, what's the pshat? He's such a big chassid. So his wife got him angry. So he says, that's the pshat. The pshat was, avada the chassid, he didn't say a word back to his wife, nothing. But the pshat was, he felt a mashahu that he was a little upset when his wife said, screamed at him. So he saw that his anivis isn't 100%. So Memela, he went to the Beis HaKvaris to remember Lona Toheilech, that he should get back his full anova, that he should remember, I'm off of wafer, why did I get upset? Why, if my wife screamed at me, I should get upset? That was why the Chassid Echad went to the Beis HaKvaris. So the Nakuda is, what I once heard from Rabbi Zadel Epstein, Zichreinu Livracha, he said a person could work a whole Rosh Hashanah. The example, he was talking to Bachrim. I remember this. And he said, Bachrim, you know, especially I remember in the certain yeshivas, the Bachrim want to be from the Asar Rishonim. It's a big zechus, you know, to be Asar Rishonim. You get Schar Kneged Kulam, right? And then you had your standards set up, Leil Rosh Hashanah, and you're coming the first and everything. And then you come, your machzor's missing, your standard is in the wrong place or whatever, and somebody moved it, and you had to go look for it. You went out, somebody else chopped the rind, and you're not from the Tzari Yishayim. Your mamish upset. He said, Kas is mekalkel the ganze Rosh Hashanah. That was, he said, the most important thing that a person has to be careful about in the Yemei Adin is that he should not get upset. That is the most important thing. And the vort of what he's saying is, because we know that we're not roy. So the only thing we could really say to Rebbein Shalom is, Kedal Mechroshim Dafakna Dulasech. That we're begging Rebbein Shalom, just have Rachmanis on us. That's really the bottom line of the whole thing. Where are we going to come to the Rebbein Shalom? So if a person is a dalim v'roshim, then he doesn't get upset. If a person is in a shvach matzav and he feels like he's a dal and he's a rosh and he's begging, then he comes like a dal and a rosh. So memela, if a person gets upset, that shows that he thinks he's a epis. If he thinks he's an epis, he lost his whole Rosh Hashanah. So memela, that's the best zuchus. And it's Rav Shlomo Hyman used to say, "Kedalim uchiroshim dafaknu delasecha dafaknu rachum v'chanu." He said, "What's a pshat? A person knocks, right? So if he's a little bit hungry or he needs a little bit money, knocks. Shine, the guy doesn't answer; he's too embarrassed. He leaves. But if a person really, really is stuck and he mamish needs, then it's the dafaknu delasecha doesn't answer. You bang again. So the pshat is where mamish roshim and dalim." So we come to Rebbein Shalom, we mamish bang on the doors. So our best zechus is that we should remember that we're dalim v'roshim choneinu v'aneinu ki ein banu masim. If we act like a dalim v'roshim, then we have the haftocha of the Gemara. The Gemara says, kol shana shehi rosha bitchilasa. Any year that the person starts off the year feeling that he's a rosh, that he has nothing, that he's kumtem garnished, and he's begging for mamish chesed, then at the end, Misasheres B'Soifa, the end of the year is a rich year. So you should be Zoiche, that we should come into the Yom Tov properly, we should be Zoiche to come in Keroshim, and we should be Zoiche to the Misasheres B'Soifa. Good, because Ben Shtiyor, Ksivach Simatayim.